My name's Levi.
And my name is Nick.
And this is Two Beards and Some Beers, wishing you a Happy New Year.
Happy Christmas.
Well, like, it's just after Christmas for us, but, you know, this is going to release on the 1st.
Oh, like, how fun.
On Christmas. So much fun.
Yeah. I'm proud of you.
You're 4.
I did
releasing it on Christmas.
Yeah,
I did it.
That's amazing.
You're welcome, audience. You listened to that episode. If you listened to that episode, you're welcome.
Yes.
Hard transition. What are we drinking?
Dude, today we're drinking Sierra Nevada's Celebration Fresh Hop IPA.
It's, some would say that this season right now is the most wonderful time for a beer.
I would say that.
Instead of, like, the most wonderful time of the year, the most wonderful time for the beer.
Oh, is that the joke?
Yeah.
What?
I know, you didn't see that coming.
Left field.
It is the slogan, or one of the slogans for this beer.
I have not had this. I've had their, I thought they always call it just their Celebration Ale. I don't know if this is a new thing, or if I just never read the bottle correctly, or what.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking the same thing. I even wrote down initially Sierra Nevada Celebration Ale, and then I looked at the bottle and I was like, it might be an IPA, I'm going to check it out. And then it said Fresh Hop IPA, and I was like, all right.
This is 100% new. This does not taste anything like the last time I had it, which was...
That explains why you were so hesitant on buying it then.
Yeah.
Because when I was looking at it online, I was like, oh, it's a Fresh Hop IPA. We should do it because we're about it.
Right. Yeah, no, the last time I had it, it was just Celebration Ale, which it was good. I just didn't know if you were going to love it. But I think it was 4 years ago, three or four years ago, the last time I had this. And yeah, it's a completely different beer. So
there you go.
This is delicious.
I've had a few of them already.
Nice.
Not today, but like in general.
Yeah.
It's Elizabeth's current favorite beer.
No shit.
Yep.
That's amazing. I'm quite surprised by that.
Would you like to give the clocking in stats?
Banner.
We should get some clocking in music.
I really think we do. Yeah, we need a couple sound bites. One or two. I don't want to overdo it, but like one or two would, I think, really make the cheesiness culminate together in this podcast.
Hmm.
I think I was being redundant when I said culminate together, but whatever. This bad boy is clocking in at a crisp 6.8%. 65 IBUs, so it's past that halfway threshold on the bitterness and making its way to Buzztown with the percentage.
Making its way downtown.
Yeah. Walking fast. So fast.
We keep referencing that song. I don't know if it's been on this podcast or when we're streaming, but we've said it a lot recently.
Yeah, and it makes me happy every time. I feel like we might have been on like a Twitch stream last time we said it.
Times.
Yeah.
I'm drinking out of a Teiku, if that's how you say it, beer glass today. My mom got me.
I believe it's pronounced George Takei.
Yeah. Drinking out of him today.
You got him for Christmas though? That's cool.
Yep.
What do they look like? I should probably just look this up myself, shouldn't I?
Up.
How do you spell it?
Teku.
I've never heard of this.
I think we've talked about it before, but like on our first podcast when we talked about beer and beer glasses and whatnot.
We've talked about like tulip glasses, but this glass in specific, I don't know. Did you?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about your, you know, the huge glass that you have. I thought that's what you were talking about.
Nope.
Well, okay. Well, then I misunderstood and we talked about this unknowingly. Unbeknownst to me, we talked about this.
And I don't know if you looked it up or not. We could have just been rambling on like we normally do and then it just kind of...
Right. That's
out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, that's my motto. But anyways, no, that's cool.
What do you think about this beer?
I really like this a lot. I'm enjoying it already.
Yeah, it's not like incredibly citrusy, which is nice. Like, yeah. I don't know. It's kind of got some warm tones to it.
Yes, I think it has a real nice like hop profile in here between the Cascade and Centennial.
Mm-hmm.
Just a very nice, like crisp, like warm kind of feel to it.
It's Christmassy.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
You could sit in the front of a fire with this beer.
Yeah, it almost has like hints of pine to it. It's not like in your face, but it's like it's
kind of earthy, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. I like it.
Man, good call, good pick. I'm happy with this.
Yeah, you know, pretty much any beer is a good call, but especially this one.
Especially this one. So, what you been up to Christmas wise, man? I feel like you've been doing a lot.
Yeah, so I'm still in Olympia, where my parents' house is, and that's where I'm recording today. So hopefully, you know, no one barges in on me.
That'd be rude.
Put myself in a small corner of the house and just cut away from everything. But, you know, who knows? Dogs, they can come up at any time.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Do your parents have dogs?
Just a small Maltese.
Mm.
That's old.
I think I knew that.
Can't even hear, basically.
That's sad.
I don't know. He's so old, it's kind of like, it's part of the life, you know?
Yeah, I feel that. Not as sad as Renee's family's dog. Well, one of the ones they have. literally doesn't have eyeballs.
Yeah, that's not great.
It's disgustingly terrifying. Yeah. It's pretty creepy.
The thing I like about dogs is, like, because my dog is, you know, has her, you know, disorder, whatever you might call it.
Yeah.
They just have no idea.
Oh yeah, no, completely. They're completely unaware of it. They're just acting
regardless.
That's why dogs are the best, man. All they do is love.
Oh yeah. My parents have like hardwood floors everywhere in their house, basically. And I don't know if we talked about my dog's neurological disorder before on the podcast, but we don't really know what's wrong with her, but she shakes a lot and she can't run very well on her back legs, so they just don't work too well. But my parents have hardwood floors, and since she's not very stable on her back legs, she kind of just falls all the time. It's really sad though now, because she's like been here for a few days. Like, you can tell it's like she's starting to get sore when she falls down. So like, aww, she's been crying. So we, like, the past, you know, day and a half, we've basically just been holding her or like putting her on a blanket next to a heater all the time and forcing her to not walk around.
That's so sad, but like cute at the same time.
Yeah, she just wants to run around, even though it's like, no, you're gonna like continue to hurt yourself.
Right.
Stay here.
Honestly. Just
want you what's best for you.
Yeah.
They're like toddlers, man, all the time.
Yeah, seriously. Just always at 100.
But anyways, we had Christmas at my parents' house. Had a bunch of family over. There was like 20 or so people total.
Yeah.
You know, did White Elephant gifts and stuff.
How'd those shots go?
Oh, so the shots. Did we talk about the shots on the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, the shots were awesome. Big hit, all of them.
Dope.
The cactus heater was delicious. We mellowed it out with some cream, so it wasn't as spicy, but it was bomb.
That's awesome.
And then I set up a Bloody Mary bar type thing for my world's best Bloody Mary, and they were also delicious.
That's good.
That was my first time making them.
Yeah.
Yeah, even my mom and some other people liked them, even though they don't typically like Bloody Marys. And I had to explain it's, I, you know, I stayed away from like the mustard and Worcestershire sauce, however you say that. And whatever that word is.
Worcestershire.
Any word that I can't say, I just stay away from that as an ingredient.
That's fair.
But the jalapeno vodka, and it just like made it spicy and peppery, and it was like I had bacon and gouda and stuffed olives and all this stuff in it, and it was just it was good.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'd try it, I'm just not too keen on like tomato tasting things in general. So
yeah, it really wasn't tomato-y because it was so like peppery and spicy. Like it had tomato juice in it, but it just wasn't that, like, it wasn't the feature. Which
that sounds good. Yeah.
Like when things are too tomato-y and it's like thick and stuff, you're like, I don't want to drink a tomato. No thanks.
No, nonetheless, pair that with alcohol. No thanks.
Yeah, but this ended up being pretty tasty.
That's dope. Glad to hear your world's famous best ever for the first time.
Yeah.
Bloody Marys were great.
What about you? How was your Christmas?
It was nice. We just kind of chilled at the house and, you know, had the grandparents over. Made some breakfast to start off the morning. And, just opened presents, played some cards, and called it a day.
What do you play cards? Like, do you guys play poker? Or do you guys play what?
No, my grandma's game is spades.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's typically what we do. Played a little bit of Uno, you know?
Classic.
Yeah.
Love Uno.
Yeah, great game. Had a little bit of that, had a little bit of spades. And
Have you watched Uno the movie?
Is it about a dog?
No. Uno the movie is a YouTube video by the Achievement Hunter guys or Let's Play guys or whatever, and it's ridiculously long, and it's even on IMDb, which is really stupid.
Yes,
but it's there.
I'll have to check that out for sure.
It's fun.
Yeah, I love those guys. They do good stuff always.
Goes exactly how you'd expect.
That's exactly how I want it.
It's 9.5 out of 10 on IMDb with 9,500 reviews.
That's amazing. That's good stuff.
Yeah. We also went and saw a movie, The Mule.
Oh.
The day after Christmas.
Yeah, I haven't seen a whole lot for it, just a little bit, but it looks interesting.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be Clint Eastwood's last movie.
No shit.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
How old is that guy these days? He's pretty old, huh?
He's got to be in the 80s.
I don't think.
I'm interested.
Yeah, no. But like the snippet that I've seen, like literally just in a snippet, I'm like, dang, this dude still kills it. Yeah, he's old, but he's like still killing it.
He is 88 years old. So he's born May 31st, 1930.
That's nuts.
That's insane. That's
nuts. He was literally starting to be a teenager as World War II came around.
That's crazy.
That's old. And to still be like, still be in the game, that's impressive. I got a lot of beer for Christmas, man.
Yeah.
I have, dare I say, too much.
You don't say that.
I know. That's why I didn't. That's why I was like, gosh, dare I? No, I don't.
No, you don't.
But I do have a lot. Yeah, I do have a lot of beer.
How much do you have?
12, I mean, more than like 30. I don't know. I have a lot of beers. Good. Yeah, a lot of beers.
A couple days.
Exactly, yeah. Weekend, so.
Yep.
But no, I mean, Renee's parents sent me a bunch of beer. I still have a few beers left from, you know, what Renee brought back. I had, like, bought, like, a couple six-packs, like, the week, like, leading up. Not that I'm drinking it, but I have, like, all the podcast beers still chilling in my fridge. There's a lot of beer.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, that's the best gift.
Yeah, I mean that's all you could ever hope for. So,
anything noteworthy? Anything you're like, damn, I got to drink that, or something you've had that was delicious?
I mean, I got another boat of Zaffa.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, stoked on that one. All right, my coworker gave me a six-pack, too. I forgot about that. I'm trying to think. Super noteworthy, though. I honestly don't know, because there's so many. There's just a bunch of beers I've never had before, which is also cool.
Have you not had any of them yet? Like that's what I'm also wondering. Is there anything you haven't had?
No, I haven't.
This is awesome.
No, I really haven't even dipped into it yet. Okay. I just had... last night I had Bell's Porter, and that was super tasty, but that was a beer that I've had in my fridge for a while now that I finally just had. So I haven't really even dipped into the stuff that people have gotten me.
Yeah, but it was really funny. My mom got me... 3 bombers.
Nice.
22 ounce.
Yeah.
And I had also, so she hadn't like wrapped them or didn't, like she ended up putting them in a bag or whatever, but she hadn't put them in a bag yet.
Yeah.
And because we got here a couple days before Christmas.
Right.
And I bought myself a bomber on like the 23rd or Christmas Eve or something, whenever I had to make like a run to the store.
Yeah.
For something my dad was cooking.
Yeah.
And I like open, and I think we opened gifts on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this bomber looks like, this bomber is the same that I bought earlier today when I was at the store. And I was like, that's funny. That's what a coincidence. And then at some point I was like, I'm going to go outside because I believe you probably didn't wrap these until like right before this. And sure enough, she accidentally grabbed the beer that I had bought instead of a beer that she bought. So she, she re-gifted to me a beer that I bought earlier in the day, which is awesome.
That is amazing. That's so good. I love your mom already, and I've only had one conversation with her.
Oh, my mom's the best.
Yeah. That's good stuff. Oh, this looks familiar.
Yeah, I was like, man, that's what a coincidence. Like, that's man. Crazy.
It's like,
yep, it's that one.
It's like opening a watch on Christmas. This is my watch. Yeah, I know. It's how I know you'd love it.
Yeah, but I bought it. Exactly.
Exactly. Enjoy.
Oh.
That's good stuff.
Have you heard of the Death Nut Challenge?
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, you should Google that, and I'll tell you my quick story. I was supposed to bring that down. I bought like 3 or 4 of the challenges, and they come with a bunch of nuts inside of them each, and they scale up on hotness from like less hot to more hot, and you're supposed to eat one at a time and chew it for like 15 to 30 seconds or something, wait a couple minutes, then eat the next one. You're not supposed to drink anything to like actually do the challenge.
Yeah.
Gonna bring that down for Christmas. I forgot. I had to go back home, which is like, you know, 40 minutes away from me, to get my laptop and stuff a couple days ago, on the 26th, I think. And then come back down here where my girlfriend was going to continue staying so I could just work from home down here. Forgot him again.
Oh, God.
So I couldn't have him for Christmas, and I was like, no worries. I have like a guy's night on Saturday with some old friends. I'll just bring him down here, and I forgot him again. So now I'm thinking, do I like make the trip up there tomorrow morning?
And forget them again?
And forget them again. No, but do I make the trip up there just to get those, just so I can see my friends, like, cry tomorrow night over eating some peanuts that are way too hot?
Jesus Christ. I mean, yeah, it'll probably be worth it.
And I could stream it, right?
Yeah.
So
I would.
If you guys follow us on Instagram, you'll already know if I decided to go get them or not. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't.
Maybe. Maybe you're not. Yeah, you should definitely do that, though. And you should definitely live stream that shit on Instagram.
It just sounds so hot. Like, I'm going to look like such a bitch.
I got from somebody from work. They got me like a hot sauce challenge thing. Mm-hmm. It was like five different hot sauces or something like that. So very similar thing, but just with the hot sauce. And I'm terrified to open them because I love spicy things, and you know I know you do too. But I just know people just don't give a shit, and they just want to fucking punch you in your tongue with a iron fist because they don't care about you.
Yeah, some of these challenges are like the goal is just to make you die.
Exactly.
I mean, it's called the death nut. They're like, we are trying to kill you. That's it. It's not supposed to taste good.
No.
Don't give a fuck about you.
Yep. Exactly.
Oh, man.
Rough. But I'm excited. So you'll definitely have to live stream that for sure. And you need to go get them. That'll be a good time.
Yeah, so it says on the hottest one called the Death Nut, it's 2x Carolina Reapers,
yep,
the Maruga Scorpion, and 13 million Scoville
Scoby
capsaicin crystals. I don't know.
Yeah, you got me on that one, but I know the Scoby.
Scoby capsaicin crystals, and I don't know what those are, but
the Scoby is like the scale of, right? Spiciness. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so 13 million SCOVI capsaicin crystals.
I forget how much... how do you spell this now? Jalapeno is just for like some like form of reference. SCOVI of a jalapeno range from 350,000 to 570,000. So not even 1 million for a jalapeno.
Yeah. And this is 13 million.
13 million. You're gonna fucking die, bro.
Dude, I'm gonna hate everything. I'm gonna do that tomorrow after driving an hour and a half just to pick him up, and then I'm gonna say fuck me. I'm gonna hate myself.
Because I've bitten into some jalapenos that are pretty spicy. Where I'm not having a good time, because for the most part I love jalapenos, but every now and then you'll get one where it's like stupid spicy. So even if that's up there on like the 500,000 range, again, that's half a million. I can't even imagine 1 million, unless 13. It's just pure like paint thinner on your tongue or something. I don't even know.
So I'm looking at a scale, or I'm looking at the scale like that lines it, everything up like graphics wise.
Yeah.
Jalapeno is under strong. Habanero is like on the low end of volcanic.
Okay.
And then there's the Trinidad Maruga Scorpion and the Carolina Reaper that are both in that death nut, and they're listed as dangerous. And the capsaicin, or however you say it, is listed as harmful.
Okay, let me... I don't know if you see this also, but just to also give you a little bit of clarification, between Carolina Reaper and capsaicin, like right in the middle of those two, is pepper spray.
Yeah, at 5.3 million. So it's 3x pepper spray.
Good.
Is what I will be consuming.
Good God, man.
So you better watch one. Like, hopefully, like I stream it at a decent time so you can watch it, because...
Yeah, if you do it, you know, anytime like later, then I'll totally be able to watch that. That'll be amazing.
Dude, I need to make sure my friend Baxter has like milk or cream or butter or something that we can
seriously buy a gallon or two of milk, because you're all going to die.
I'm just going to have a stick of butter waiting for me, or like several sticks of butter.
God, dude. Even habanero is like that's really spicy for me.
Dude, I don't even know if I'll make it through, honestly. Like, I think I'll have one of them and just be like, yeah, fuck that.
No, I think when you get in that mode, you know, where you have all this peer pressure around you.
You get some hype on you.
Yeah, you go for it.
It's probably true.
Yeah. That's classic Levi right there.
Oh, man. Yeah, I just...
But yeah, it's going to suck, that's for sure. Definitely going to suck.
I mean, the first one is starting with Carolina Reaper. Like,
that's rough, dude.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I wish I knew the name of my hot sauces so I could look up, you know, how bad that's going to murder me. I feel like it's not going to be as bad as what you got, but I mean, it's still going to be up there, I'm afraid.
The worst thing for you is it's going to be worse coming back out of you. Like, you're going to feel it twice.
Yeah.
I'm just eating a little tiny peanut.
That's true. This kind of looks like what I got here. If this is what I got, the hottest they have is habanero pepper sauce. That won't be that bad. Again, if this is the one that I have.
Still be hot, but not like...
Yeah, not like...
Not crying yourself to sleep.
Yeah, definitely not. Yeah, dude. That's rough. That's fucking rough. So I have news.
News. I got news.
You know how I came to the conclusion that I finally have decided that I want to eventually purchase an Apple Watch?
Yeah, there's a lot of caveats and, picking and choosing of words there, so.
Yeah. So I finally got one.
Nice. What do you think?
I'm pretty stoked on it. I'm quite happy with it, that's for sure. I find that this thing is...
We're not sponsored by Apple, by the way.
Yeah, thankfully, because they do... Yeah, I mean, I'll take any sponsorship I can get, yeah.
But we're not.
We're not, yeah.
Anyways, continue.
One thing I like about it is I can text from it. Not very easily, mind you.
But you can.
But I can. And so in the instance where, like,
does
I probably shouldn't...
Siri?
It does have Siri.
Voice-activated Siri?
Yes.
Like, what can you say, hey, Siri?
Oh, okay. Yes, but it's also just raised. So literally, I just bring it up to my mouth and start talking, and it asks her something.
Got it.
Yeah.
Go. Just to confirm. That's Siri for you. No. Okay. Shut up, Siri.
What was that man about to call for you?
I think my grandma.
Oh, okay. Well,
dang.
That could have been fun. Yeah, so...
the negatives of Siri.
Honestly, right, yeah. Most things, if we're being honest. So, yeah, but all you got to do is, you know, lift it up to your mouth, and somehow it just knows when your mouth is, like, close and you're talking, and it just does the Siri search for it. But I can also just do voice text, which is the most useful thing. But again, it just depends on the appropriateness of the setting that I'm in. So... I found that's pretty useful, or if I'm driving too, like, rather than like trying to have Siri text for me while I'm driving, cause she sucks. I'll use it on my watch. And I found that the like dictation of like speech to text is better on the watch than it is like asking Siri to text for me on my phone.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Super weird. So, so that's handy. There's whole shit ton of like health type shit on here that I've kind of started to dabble into that I feel like is going to be kind of a kick in my pants to just get a little bit more exercise on the weekly basis, which I need. So
when it starts giving you alerts, you're dying.
Honestly though, it literally twice a day, or maybe not twice a day. Maybe, I don't know how often it is, but it's literally like, hey, stand up. You fat piece of shit. Like, you've been sitting for too long. Like, stand up for a little bit. It literally tells me to stand up. You've been sitting for too long. I'm like, okay, yes, sir. Sorry. Jesus Christ.
Does it say that in voice, or does it, like, flash and be like,
it's just a notification. Yeah. It should. Like,
yeah, I wish it was
vocally.
Voice,
yeah.
That way you could turn it on, and then it could literally say, hey, you dumb fuck.
That'd be great.
Walk That's around,
what,
bitch.
That is what I need. So I wish it did that.
And what's his name? Name's voice from Breaking Bad?
Yeah, Jesse Pinkman. I don't know.
Walk
Aaron,
around, bitch.
Aaron Paul. I think that's his real name.
I mean, one of the two is his real name, and one of them's on the show name. Who cares?
Yep.
Same person.
Yeah, exactly. I like to think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
So... But yeah, man, good Christmas. It was all around went very nicely. Oh my gosh, Renee got me like the best gift ever. Literally is a decent sized Millennium Falcon on a stand, and it's a Bluetooth speaker.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's like dope. The back engines like light up blue and everything. It's super rad.
That's sick.
Yeah, I'm very happy with that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I opened that. I was like, this is the most fucking practical and coolest shit ever. It was dope.
Elizabeth went all out and got me slash her also, because she benefits from it, an espresso machine.
I saw that. Fucking Amazon fucked you guys over.
Oh yeah, that was hilarious.
Well, fucked her over,
so,
I guess.
Yeah. So normally she would answer the door at night, because my job is typically to control the dog.
Right.
But someone from work called her like 5 minutes before UPS showed up.
Yeah.
And Amazon was supposed to put it in an Amazon box anyways. So it was like, it was just, and they didn't, and she was on the phone. So it was just like, yeah, yeah. I they handed it to me and I was like, I know what that is.
So Merry Christmas.
Early Christmas gift to me.
Yeah, dude, that thing, it looks legit too. It looks really nice.
Yeah, it's one that I've been like considering getting for a while. So it's, I like it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I got a piece of shit Mr. Coffee one that it kind of works.
If it makes coffee, then
it does. There you go. It's super sketch though, bro. Like literally, literally. So you turn it on, and so say you put it to like brew espresso. So like you literally, you know, you got your espresso ground up, you tamp it, you put your porter filter in, you go to click like, you know, put it on espresso to brew it, and it like then begins to start boiling the water in there. And even though it hasn't like reached its full temperature yet to be able to like dispense the water like with pressure, it starts like dripping water in there, and I'm like, this is defeating the whole purpose of espresso. Like, what the fuck? And it just it fucks it all up. So what I have to do, I ghetto rigged it to where I turn the steamer on, and I put a cup underneath the steaming wand, because water will just start to drip out of the wand until it gets hot enough to where it turns to steam. So yeah, once it's actually steamed, then I know the water's hot enough. I'll switch it to espresso, and then it'll just brew automatically. But it's like, what a ass backwards way to fucking do that.
Yeah. So what I do is, before I even tamp my beans, basically, is I put the cup I'll be drinking the espresso out of, or whatever coffee drink I want to make.
Yeah.
Turn it on espresso so it starts boiling, and like you said, it'll drip water and stuff. And
yeah,
that way I'll just keep, like, basically the water will warm up the cup, so there's no downside.
That's true.
And so I'll just, like, it'll think that I'm, you know, making espresso, and pour a bunch of the hot or warm water into the cup, and then I'll put the beans in there, and then steam milk, and then brew the espresso. Well, I'll dump out the water first, and then I'll brew the espresso. But yeah,
but isn't that fucking backwards? Like, I feel like there should be a switch on there to just like, you know, on to like start boiling water.
Yeah, I mean mine does. Mine, like, you can't use it until it's heated up, and then it's also a single boiler, so like that, yours probably is too. Like, only like nicer espresso machines have the dual boiler, so that it can you know, get the water heated up and heat up water for steam. But
right, yeah no, it's definitely just so single, like, for switch. Sure,
but yeah,
that's nice though. But you just, you know, let it brew into your cup just to warm the cup up anyways.
Exactly. And then okay, I right. turn on the steamer, and yeah, process continues from there. But that way it's like, you know, you're not getting like semi-heated up water into your beans when you're first doing
That's true. Right. Yeah. Maybe I'll try it that way then. Because the way I do, it's kind of messy with fucking steam going everywhere.
Yeah.
But I mean, I gotta like dump like a whole fucking glass of water. It's annoying.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to see like what yours is, but yeah, that's how I do it. And
well, you will out. This spring.
It's true. Hopefully.
Son of a bitch. There's no hopeful at anything. It's just a will.
Hopefully. Dude, nah, that's an old song.
Nah, I got nothing there. Sorry.
Is that the main?
No, that's all you. I don't know.
Hopefully.
Sorry. I listened to like maybe one album.
That's well, good job. I didn't like The Man.
Me neither.
2008. I liked a couple of their songs.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't get into the band in general. I just, like, I had some friends that really liked them, and I just, I don't know, couldn't do it.
I was the same way about them, Mayday Parade, and May. I felt like they were all very similar, and I just wasn't about them. I don't know. Again, they all had, like, a few songs that I really liked, but I'm like, I can't just, like, listen to your albums.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
It's blasphemy, though, to a lot of people that you're including Mayday Parade in there.
Oh, I know. But I don't know what it is, man. I just...
They might get a lot of hate now.
Probably, hopefully. I'm about it. But, again, I don't know. There's a couple songs that I like, but other than that, I'm like, it's just... I don't know. Can't do it.
My band that's like that gets me a lot of hate for just not falling in love with is All Time Low.
That was
super big in like my high school. I was just like, I didn't love them.
Yeah, I probably like them more than you do. Like, I like them a lot, but for some reason, I just never really listened to them a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, I probably liked them more than you did, but I definitely, you will be receiving no hate mail or weird objects in your mail from me.
Well, I might, but for different reasons.
Oh yeah. That's just for your general personality. Nothing to do with your love or hate for All Time Low.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Speaking of which, I need to get your address ASAP.
I also need to get yours. We should just share it on the podcast.
Yep.
62nd Street. Yeah.
Cool. 12 Hunt Street.
All right.
Yep. Cool. All right. Expect a package.
Should we talk about this beer?
I thought we would just keep drinking more beer. Yeah, see where the night takes us.
Ooh.
Mm.
Like how that sounds.
Yeah, I just lowered the lights too, and you didn't even notice.
Except I'm having pizza tonight with my family and watching a movie, apparently.
What movie?
I don't know. Mm. Last night we watched Game Night. Have you seen that one?
Mm. I have not. That was one that I really wanted to, but never did.
It's pretty good.
I heard that it... Oh, shit. I heard by most people that it wasn't great, but then there was a podcast I was listening to the other day, and they were like, great movie. I was like, well, fuck. Now I'm torn. I guess I'll have to watch it.
I mean, I wouldn't say that it's, you know, a great movie.
It's entertaining, right?
But it's entertaining. There's some funny parts in it. I like Jason Bateman.
I love him.
Rachel McAdams is attractive.
Yeah. Tina Fey's in that one?
No.
Who am I thinking of? What movie am I thinking of?
Date Night.
Okay. Yeah. I want to see that one too.
Michael C. Hall is also in Game Night. So.
Ooh. Do you like him sometimes?
I always loved Dexter. Always.
Saved it.
Nice.
Oh god, that was hard. That's what she said. It was like, as it was billowing over, I had to like raise it from like waist to mouth, and it was a dangerous game.
Whew. You okay?
I'm great.
It's good.
Yeah.
You're just about good. To hate on Michael C. Hall, so I'm really interested.
I don't know. He's good. I just can't unsee him from Dexter. Honestly, that's probably true. He will forever be a murderer. So sorry.
Yeah, but he does play the bad guy a lot.
So that's fair. Yeah. I watched one of the newer shows with him in it on Netflix, and he's British. Well, rather, he, you know, uses a British accent. Really threw me off. Well, it's funny because I'm sure if you've never seen Dexter, I'm sure it's like just totally normal. But if you've watched Dexter, like I have, it just sounds like Michael C. Hall, like using a British accent. Like it just like, hey dude, I know you're faking it. Like I know it's like it sounds you're like American. You're fake. Yeah, like it, but it like sounds like he's faking it. Like it doesn't like sound like, oh wow, he does a good British accent. It's like, you're not, that's not you. And yeah. I can tell. So, but again, maybe it's just because that, you know, I've seen him in Dexter for fucking, what did they go, 8 seasons or something like that. But I couldn't get over it. Well, I got over it, I guess, but I never forgot.
Is it The Crown?
No. Shit. What was that one called? I watched it a while ago.
Safe.
Yes.
Okay. Is it good?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It wasn't anything to like brag about, but you know, kind of like the movie you watched. It was entertaining.
I don't watch like anything on Netflix anymore.
Do you just not watch things in general, or
no? I just what do you... fuck Netflix.
Oh, what do you
they
watch?
Just don't have good content. We like watch a lot of stuff on Hulu and Amazon Prime.
Okay. I think we're about to be in the transition of just completely getting rid of cable. And what we're going to do is get YouTube TV.
Yep.
And,
that's a good call.
Yeah. And then, I mean, we're going to do it with Comcast altogether and we'll get like AT&T, what's it? UVerse, their, whatever their internet's called.
Yeah. Our only option is, Comcast internet. I mean, we have a CenturyLink as well, but
they're not going to fuck with that. Yeah.
So we basically have, you know, Comcast. That's it. But we don't have cable or anything. We just have internet.
Right. Which that's all you need, honestly. Yep. The only reason we still have cable is just because people need to watch their sports in my house. So
since you have Comcast, I mean, maybe it's different, like per region and account and stuff, but game night is for free on demand.
No, well, no shit.
So there you go.
There I go. I'll have to check that out. That'll work well.
But it sounds like my dad's wanting to watch like something older. I think he mentioned Goodfellas and Donnie Brasco and
nice.
Couple other movies I can't remember.
Solid choices.
But dude, Donnie Brasco is one of my favorite films of all time.
I don't know if I've actually seen that one.
Definitely should see it. Definitely.
Yeah.
But I also my mafia movies, you know. They take me back to my heritage.
Yeah, definitely. Dude, did the dude from freaking Stranger Things, was he Hellboy?
No.
Are you sure, though?
Yeah.
David Harbour.
Yeah, no, that's definitely not Hellboy. Are you talking about like actual Hellboy?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's Ron Perlman, dude.
No. Dude.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm looking it up right now. He's going to be Hellboy in 2019.
Okay. But the original Hellboy movie?
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised there's not like, I mean, there probably is riots around the internet because Ron Perlman is Hellboy for a lot of people.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes more sense then. And looking at his face. Yeah.
Yeah. I could see David Harbour as Hellboy, but like.
It's just like, come on.
And Ron Perlman is old.
Yeah, but and not
a little bit crazy.
But not that old.
He's almost 70, dude.
No.
Ron Perlman. Wait. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, so it's 68?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, going to be 69 in April, rather.
Uh-huh, 69.
Shit. What a good age.
What a time to be alive.
Damn. Well, yeah, no, I could see David Harbour, though, as Hellboy. I'd watch that for sure. Yeah, I just saw this thing on IMDb, and I was like, there's no fucking way he was Hellboy in the original movie.
No, yeah.
So, all right.
So I'm just going through like movies now on Google because it always is saying like, oh, this movie's like this. People also search for this.
Right.
Fantastic Beasts: The Crimes of Grindelwald. That the second one of the Fantastic Beasts series that came out.
Yeah.
Was it good? I didn't hear anything about it, so I'm assuming it's not great.
Did you watch the first one?
Yeah, and I didn't love it.
Okay, me neither. It was absolutely horrible. I thought.
Redmayne just annoys me.
I think he annoys
everyone, but
yeah, to an extent, I would at least do like a YouTube like recap of that, and then watch the second one because I think the second one's a lot better.
Okay.
I think the second one.
Oh, did they get hit by the Star Wars effect with Solo? Like Solo's really good, but no one saw it because everyone's done with Star Wars.
I think so.
I didn't even watch Solo, but that's what I heard.
It is surprisingly good, at least if you go in there with low expectations, like I did. But no, I thought Solo was really good. I thought it was really well done. I thought the dude, whatever the fuck his name is, the no name who played Han Solo, I thought he did a great job. I was worried when I saw him. I'm like, but I was impressed with his performance. Donald Glover, as expected, did an amazing job as Lando. I knew he would. Exactly. Yep. But yeah, all around solid movie. Recommend it. Did you ever see Rogue One?
Yep.
What did you think of Rogue One?
I thought it was pretty good. I think we talked about this earlier. I mean, it's a good film.
Well, we talked about it with Morgan. We were on Twitch. I don't think we've actually talked about it on the podcast, but.
We have Morgan on here to talk about a full Star Wars breakdown. Shameless plug, twitch.tv/2beardsandsomebeers. If you want to, one of the streams has Morgan, one of our friends, or one of my friends, Nick and I, talking extensively about Star Wars for like 2 hours.
We were pretty toasted at that point during the whatever 2-3 in the morning it was.
Yep.
But, good talk.
Good
talk.
It's fun.
Yeah. So yeah, if you were happier with Rogue One, I think you'd enjoy Solo too. Visually, beautiful film. Did a great job. Did a good job. I think you should watch it.
I just think it runs into the same issue with Rogue One, is just like you don't care.
Right. Yeah. No, for sure. And that is it's like 100% as to why it didn't do as so well in the theaters. But then like the people that did see it, it did get like good reviews. So
no, I mean, I think one of the reasons why it didn't do well in theaters because that the new Star Wars and the last series as well is just fucking horrible. But Rogue One and Solo specifically, I mean. You just don't care about the characters because you know what happens, right? Because we're so far ahead in the future. It's kind of like backfill. It's like,
yeah,
whatever.
No, for sure.
You know what
it's
I mean?
it's definitely more of like a fanboy's like dream request where you're just looking for all this backstory on all these specific characters and specific, events that happened within the universe. But ironically, these, one-off standalone films have been better than their newest trilogy. So the next movie to come out, which I believe will be in 2020, probably planned to be released in May of 2020, but I super doubt it. maybe.
So, there's not one in 2019?
2019 is going to be the third one of the trilogy.
That'll be episode nine.
Yeah. No, yeah. So that'll be episode nine in December of 2019.
That year no one's going to watch.
Everyone's going to watch it, and then they're going to shit on it, probably.
I would be surprised if, like, they got to do something drastic in the trailer or something to bring people forward, right? Like,
everyone's going to see it. If you've seen the first two films, you're going to be...
But no one watched Solo. Like, that's my evidence. Even though Rogue One was good.
No one watched Solo because people were getting... hard
that no one watched Solo.
People were getting burnt out. So here's, like, the timeline. And I myself was a little guilty of it, as much as I love Star Wars. So you had... you had episode 7 come out. You had the following, it was one, probably almost to the date, a year later, Rogue One came out. And then a year later, episode 8 came out.
Yep.
And then 5 months later, Solo came out. So it was like, you know, that felt like you were getting two in a year. So it was like every single year a Star Wars film. And then it felt like you were getting two Star Wars films in 1 year. So people are just completely burnt out. Now it has been from
so
Solo.
So you just think like Last Jedi was so fresh in people's minds that that's why they didn't go to Solo. But now that they're going to have like over a year between that and episode 9 or whatever it is, that people are gonna like be like, okay, we'll give this one a chance.
Yeah, because the last movie we got, Solo, was in May of this year. So you're looking at over a year and a half between the next film.
Yeah, but I still haven't watched Solo. My dad, who, you know, loved and grew up on Star Wars, right? Like,
yeah,
you know, well, he was a teenager in that era,
right?
Just like hasn't watched Solo. He's like, he's like, I'm sure it's good. I heard good things, but I don't have any motivation to watch it.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. I think they've been way too in your face, you know, every single year, and even less, you know, they're just giving you all these movies, you know, in your face. Where if they would have waited 2 years between each movie, I bet you each movie would have A, been better, and B, would have just done better in theaters because people wouldn't have been so burnt out on it. I feel like you're just throwing too much content at people too soon, because in all fairness, I think the fans wanted it at the time. And, you know, Disney, you know, wanted to give it to everybody because obviously they thought they were going to make a shit ton of money off of it. But then
they wanted it to be the next Avengers. Like, let's release a movie every 6 months and everyone will see everything.
Right.
Which works for the Avengers.
It does, because, you know, you're dealing with, even though it's all within the same universe, you're dealing with such drastically different stories. Whereas, you know, within the Star Wars universe, I don't think
they're also good. Like, when was the last bad Avengers movie that you saw?
Civil War. Hated it. We've talked about this. I need to watch it a second time because I might like it a little bit more. But when I watched that for the first time, I was like, this is fucking stupid. I can't do this.
Even that was like years ago, right? Civil War was...
Oh, yeah, totally. That was 2016 probably before, or something? Yeah, something like that. I think it was even before then. Yeah, maybe 2015. No, I think you're right. I think it was 2016. So it was only like 2-3 years ago.
I guess that was Captain America, right? Civil War.
Yeah. Yeah.
2016, yeah.
Yeah. So 2-3 years ago.
Almost three, yeah.
Right. So but still, I didn't like it. I'll watch it again for you at some point, because you're right, I probably will like it more. Especially after having this, you know, I think Infinity War really was such a fantastic movie. It reignited like the spark of, you know, enjoyment for me in just the Avengers and just the Marvel universe in general.
So you weren't reignited by Thor Ragnarok? Like, I feel like that one was a great
good
movie.
But it didn't really spark up like I am stoked to see the rest of, you know, Marvel films. I think
Ragnarok,
I just think Infinity
was so fun.
It was really good, and especially after watching Infinity War, it's like, it's really cool to see how it all plays in together.
Yeah.
But Infinity War is definitely what did it for me. And now with the trailer coming out for the next one, or teaser, rather.
Yep.
Stoked.
Super stoked.
Super stoked.
So.
But anyways, now that we said we're going to talk about this beer, let's fucking talk about this beer.
Jesus. All that's right. A big ass tension on movies.
Yeah. We could go, Nick, see, this is the nice thing about when Nick and I stream, another shameless plug, is that we do this kind of stuff, and we, like, when we, the topics die down, we kind of just, like, get into whatever we're playing. But, like, when we were streaming with Morgan and talking about Star Wars for, like, 2 hours, like, we basically weren't even playing the game at that point. We were just, like, all just standing there.
If you were watching our stream, Levi was literally just like staring at me, and I was just fucking like standing there as well, like staring back, and Morgan was fucking standing somewhere also doing nothing because we were just so into the conversation.
Like we were playing Minecraft, and I was literally just for like an hour, I was just literally running in circles, jumping around, like not literally doing nothing.
Yeah,
not
mindlessly looking, just keeping your hands and mind busy while you were participating in the conversation.
Exactly.
That's good shit.
It's good because it's like we get to, we're off topic a lot on this podcast, and we get to just like, you know, spend 2 hours talking about those things on when we're streaming, which is fun because we just don't care.
Yeah, that's one thing I've enjoyed.
We care like 20% on the podcast, and then we just don't care at all when we're streaming.
Exactly. And that's one thing I've loved about that. So A, it's real nice to just like hang out with you guys, talk and like play video games. But then like you said, like that's like the time where we literally don't give a shit and we just like do whatever the fuck we want. Like it probably seems like that's what we do on the podcast, but there's at least a structure more or less to this podcast. And there's, we just, sometimes we're playing a game and we're not playing the game on when we stream. So that's that.
All right, what do you think this beer looks like other than a beer?
This beer is pretty clearly a nice, like, golden orangey brown, if you will.
Dude, I'm honestly, it's got a, like, a slight amber color to it, right?
Yeah.
It's got some red in there.
That's kind of where I get the brown from, I guess, where it's, like, it's darker, and, yeah, you get that, like, orangey redness to it. Yeah, it's very, very interesting compared to the flavor. Not a typical look for the flavor that we're getting.
Yeah. And like the head sticks around a little bit, right? Like it's
totally very. Do my glass is coated? It's so lacy.
Yeah.
I can hear you're getting some good sniffs.
I like your so. Because your cursor was on, like, in the middle of where you're writing, because you had to correct your spelling.
Mm-hmm.
I just read head sticks, like bread sticks. Head sticks.
Head sticks. Delicious.
Yeah, it just, I mean, similar to the taste, it's got a really earthy, hoppy smell to it. Like, I don't really know. There isn't anything, like, I'm, like, super distinguishing about it, personally.
I think there's something in there, though, like some like sort of
cherry or
something. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's not cherry, but it's something right?
I could get on board with cherry, possibly. I was going to say there's some sort of sweetness to it. And so that's, you know, where you pulled cherry out of, in my mind. Yeah, it's mostly that, like, earthy, like, bitter kind of a smell. But it has some kind of sweetness in there.
Yeah.
In the smell.
We'll call it cherry.
But I think, yeah, we'll call it cherry. And I think that shines through in the smell a lot more than the taste. Granted, you know, like we said, it's just a hint. It's mostly very earthy and hoppy. Just a hint of sweetness in the smell. But it's nice because, you know, as you take, you know, as you breathe in, you take that sip, you know, you get all of that flavor at once. And that hint of like sweetness, that hint of cherry, if you will,
yep,
really just adds a lot of like depth to the beer.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You want to walk us through what you're tasting? I know you kind of described it a little bit.
Yeah, but I would definitely say first and foremost, this beer is pretty hoppy. I think
it's hoppy.
It's hoppy. It's quite hoppy. A little bit of hop, a little bit of hope. It really has that, like, it has a good bite to it.
Yeah, it does.
Especially, I don't know, given like the thickness of the body, I think it has a nice bite to it, which is nice because a lot of the times when you get a beer where it, you know, has this like thick of a profile, it's usually more syrupy and sweet.
Yeah, whereas, it's not. It's
no.
You almost want like I'm drinking this beer and I'm thinking like a warm, thick nacho cheese would pair well, like a little bit of spice in there. Get some herbally cheese. Feel real good.
I agree.
But yeah, it's got that crisp bite, but it's also earthy and you know, got some warm tones in there. It's like it's a cozy beer.
It is. And we've kind of brushed on the feel a little bit. I think it does. It really has a nice, like, real thick, like round, warm feel to it. I don't know. I don't really have much to say other than that.
I'm not going to add to that.
it's a really nice beer. And like we said, when we first started the podcast here, this beer is, although I enjoyed it when I first had it, this is a lot better. I'm glad they decided to go this route this year.
Yep.
It's quite tasty.
I really like it. Yeah. I'm a fan.
Me as well. Really hits the spot this time of beer.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you feeling, my friend?
I'm going to give it a 3.69 good.
Okay.
It's a good beer. Really like it.
I'm going to go... You know, I wanted to go a little higher, but I probably shouldn't, honestly. I am going to say 3.75, but I am going to go with good. I was leaning more towards the great because I'm just really enjoying this right now.
But the problem is the right now.
Exactly.
In March, I would not be feeling this beer.
No, probably not so much. I would be like sweating bullets, like drinking this shit. Like, yeah, it's good, but like, I just wouldn't feel as comfortable like drinking this. Like when it's like getting a little warmer as to now.
Like the fact that they released this in December or whenever they did, you know, November, December-ish is the perfect time for this beer. January. Like
they did a really good job curating a fresh hop IPA for the winter.
Like recipe because... time, Elizabeth and I, like every few months or something, take a crock pot. Dump a jar of mango habanero salsa and like 3/4 of a block of disgusting Velveeta cheese and heat it up. That turns into like the perfect nacho cheese mix.
Yeah,
that would go great with this beer.
Hell yeah. I would
never have that nacho cheese mix in like July because it would just be so fucking hot and warm.
Yeah, it's just weird. Yep. Yeah. No, I agree with you, but very happy with this. Very nice to have a hoppy winter beer, not as typical as like, you know, your cozy stouts and porters or even just like, you know, double IPAs. Just more typical for this time of year. So it's really cool to see that they did a crisp bitter IPA that somehow also seems to just fit the season well. It's nice. Yep.
I'm digging it.
Well done, Sierra Nevada. You killed it again.
Well, we're like quite a bit over time, so let's wrap this up. Happy New Year, everyone. Merry New Year, whatever people say.
Yes.
2019. Let's make it awesome.
Always.
Maybe we should talk about our resolutions that we won't have next week.
Maybe. We either will or we won't, that's for sure.
Do you do resolutions?
Nah, fuck that shit.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't either.
It's just dumb. But either way,
we might.
Who knows? But as far as 2018 is concerned, it's been rad. It's cool.
It's been a good year.
I think it's been a good year.
A lot of people like to hate on it, but people like to hate every year.
Yeah, people like to hate every year. They'll find something wrong with it.
This year blows.
Hopefully next year's better.
2018 has been a good, solid year. We released the podcast. Speaking of which, thank you to everyone who's listening.
Yeah, downloading. Over 250 downloads. Like, that's freaking rad.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that you get to just, like, that people are listening to Nick and I just basically talk on the phone and drink beer together, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely amazing, like, to think... It is. It's just amazing to think that we're doing something for fun that we enjoy, and somehow other people are also enjoying it.
Yep.
So.
And if you want to continue to support or start supporting the podcast, follow us on Twitch, like we said.
Yeah.
And Instagram. Review on iTunes. Engage with our shit, you know?
Yeah,
we like talking to you guys and hanging out and talking about beer. So
yeah, don't be afraid to DM us anywhere or comment on our post, because we always check all that stuff and we'll always respond.
And I will make fun of you if you join our Twitch chat.
Yes, that's a fact.
I will just, you know, say fuck you a lot.
Especially when you start giving us advice on how to play our game. Fucking asshole. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not bitter. But we'll also
totally, yeah. I would prefer that rather than, someone just being nice.
We give it and we take, right? Like,
yep.
You know, jump on our game and make fun of us, and we'll just make fun of you.
Ben. Yeah, exactly. Just give and take. It's all
good relationship.
It's good balance.
It's a balance.
Balance. All right, friends.
All right, dude. Have a happy new year.
Yes, you as well.
See you soon.
Bye.